Utah lawmakers' home vandalized after introducing bill to ban transgender surgeries on children. By Paul Bois on April 23, 2023. A Utah state Republican lawmaker's home was allegedly vandalized after he introduced a bill aiming to ban transgender surgeries on minors. The message to State Senator Mike Kennedy, written in red spray paint on his door, read, "FASH, abbreviation for fascist, and these trannies bash back." Kennedy announced the vandalism on Facebook. "To those who seek to use violence, vandalism, and intimidation to deter me from standing up for what is right, let me be clear, you will not succeed," he said in his post. "I will not be deterred by your cowardly actions. The recent vandalism to my family's home was not just an attack on me, but on the very principles our state stands for. We will not let fear and violence control our destiny." Kennedy called on the citizens of Utah to stand up and push back against radicals who seek to push their agenda in our state. "I am more determined than ever to work with the good people of Utah to make our state a better place for all, especially our children, and I won't back down," he concluded. According to Fox News, Kennedy sponsored SB 16, legislation that bans transgender surgeries and puberty blockers for minors, which was eventually signed into law by Governor Spencer Cox in January. Legislation similar to Utah's SB 16 has been enacted in at least 11 states as part of a nationwide movement led by conservatives who say transgender medical treatments are unproven and potentially dangerous for children, Fox News added. The Utah LGBTQ activist group Equality Utah, which opposed SB 16, denounced the vandalism to Kennedy's home in a strong statement. "We do not know who participated in this action, but we have been informed this may have been an act of retaliation for his sponsorship of SB 16. To the extent this, or any other act of violence or vandalism against our public officials, is related to LGBTQ advocacy, we want to make it clear that Equality Utah condemns these tactics in the absolute strongest terms," the group said. "These heinous acts do not help LGBTQ Utahans. They do not advance a climate of equality," Equality Utah added. Other LGBTQ advocates have not been as tame in their language toward lawmakers who oppose transgender surgeries on minors. As Breitbart News reported, Montana Democrat Zoe Zephyr, a man living as a woman, recently said that bloodshed could result from bans on transgender surgeries for minors. "This body should be ashamed. If you vote yes on this bill and yes on these amendments, I hope the next time there's an invocation, when you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands," said Zephyr. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.